We say that when the life, living entity is there in the Sanina and it is put into the woman's womb, then body. Therefore, the beginning is the life. It is practice. And this life is the part and parcel of Christian life. That's what beginning is God. Then Mata said God. Heart of Brahmaditya. So we have to establish this theory in this misguided world that and besides that, why they cannot produce life from that? What is the value of that step? That they have not any. Well, the proof that from matter life comes. See?
Proof is under investigation.
Huh? That is not. This proof from life, life is coming, there is proof, so many proof. A man, animal, trees, everything is coming from life. Up till now, nobody has seen that a man is born from a stone. Nobody is. Sometimes it is called Vrishchik Tandulna. You know that? Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion. And Tandul means rice. Sometimes we say some fish of rice, the scorpion is coming. But that is not that the rice has given birth to the scorpion. We have not seen in your country. We have seen it. From the rice, heaps of rice, one scorpion, small scorpion is coming. The fact is that the parent of the scorpion, they put their eggs within the rice. And being fermented, the scorpion. Not that from rice the scorpion is coming. That's what is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion and Tandul means life. So, matter is, life is coming from matter. This is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Life cannot come from matter. Besides that, they, just like when there is life, living entity, the body grows. Body changes or grows as we say. But if the child is dead or come out of death, the body does not grow. The matter is growing on life. Why a dead child born, it does not grow? What is the reason? So what is your scientist's reason?
They would say that somehow the chemical reactions are not going right. The body, the dead body.
Did you give the chemical? He will tell you, I've got so many chemicals, I'll tell them to give it. What is the use of a saying like that? Now the child is dead. Now you did some chemical injection, bring it into life. Why you cannot do that? If you cannot do that, then why, what is the nonsense saying that such chemical is missing? If it is missing, you replace it. Why you cannot replace? Therefore you are asking. You do not know what is a chemical, and still you say that some chemical is missing. This is good. Bluffing, cheating. This should be stopped. You do not know what is a chemical missing, still you say some chemical is missing. Why do you say that?
Recently there are some journals come out to title all the origin of life. I've been in school discussed started about from last year, and they have an international association of scientists, and they discussed about the origin of life. And then I wrote a letter to the editor of that journal, and he replied that we're going to have another meeting, international meeting in Japan in 1977. There will be several meetings in Europe in the coming years. So their aim and object is to prove that life started from chemicals. It's a big group of international scientists. So they asked me to become a member.
So you become member and protest? No, I'm through. You just become the opposite.
I also ask whether they are.
Don't say yes, this is all. No, don't. That is the thing.
So right now we are planning to write that book all together. So that we'll about there's some background and where you will come from so far. And so then we can
this kind of answer that if I ask you that you produce life from chemicals, and if you answer that yes, we shall do it in future, so that is not very scientific. What do you think? Is that very scientific?
Yes, that's what they think is scientific.
How is it scientific? But life is already there. Not that the light production is depending on your future scientific research. The light is already going there. Hundreds and thousands and millions. You say that you do not know. Why you are claiming that in future you shall know? There is no need of your knowing, it is already going on. You do not know. That is your position. And still you are declaring yourself a scientist. You are misleading. You can make a fool's paradise, that is another thing. But you do not know at the present moment that the things are going on. Life is produced without your knowledge. So you admit that you have no knowledge. And without having knowledge, you are declaring yourself a scientist. How much cheating it is. It is not that it is depending on your future knowledge. It is already going on. Life is being produced. So if you think that in future by chemical combination you will produce life, so that chemical composition is already there, going on. So you have to find out who is that scientist, not that chemical composition. Who is that scientist who is producing so many lives? That is real intelligence.
That's why we title our book as The Origin of Life and Matter. With your connection to life.
Well,
because
origin of everything.
Yes. Matter, actually matter, origin of chemicals. The this carbon, hydrogen, these elements. It's also the brain behind it.
Yes.
That is the chemicals.
Well, so we have to find out who is that brain, who is that science. That is real research. Athāda brahma jigyāsa. This is brahma jigyāsa. Jigyāsa means inquiry. And who is that person? Because things are already going on. It is not depending on your so-called discharge. It is already going on nicely. But your business should be, who is that person? Behind. That should be your research. Not that how chemical combination can be. It is already being produced. Without your so-called scientific knowledge. It is already going. So as you are tracking your brain, the how this chemical combination produces life, so that brain is already there. Otherwise, how life is coming? What do you think? So
yes.
While you are trying to find out the chemicals, to find out the brain, as you are tracking your brain to find out the chemical. The original brain has already done it. Now you find out who is that person who has got such a nice brain.
This is a real research.
That is real research. Yes. You point out this. Not that your chemical combination. This is already done. And people are already taking advantage like that. If there is some discovery by some scientist, he praises the man who has discovered this.
The man.
The man is important. Who has done it. The person is important. So, am I right or not? So find out the pulse. Who is the pulse?
Suppose they say that it just came about by chance.
That is, kick on your case with boots. Immediately. That is the answer only. Let's tell them such chance. The only answer is to kick his face with boots. That's why he says chance.
So, is that
probably
going to be a topic, a chapter, mathematical proof of the idea that chance comes into play? That
your mathematics is also imperfect, because you are imperfect. There is nothing chance. There must be cause. You do not know the cause. You cannot find out if you are taking a loophole chance. Then why you are making so many scientific research in chance? Where did the happen everything by chance? What is the use of your scientific research? Let everything happen by chance. There is no chance.
Another answer that we come across when we probably did is people.
There is nowadays the chance theory.
The chance is not so much popular, but the answer that chemicals are supplied by nature. That's
so what is nature? That you cannot explain.
There is the answer, yes.
Huh?
When we ask the scientists.
So what is the nature?
Yes, the nature is not understood.
That's that. You see, you are that self. You have not understood. You have no knowledge. As soon as you cannot explain, you prove your foolishness. That's all. That is not scientific chance, nature. What is the nature? Who is conducting nature? How the nature is going on so nicely?
Before they were acting as teachers, but actually they're still students.
Well, they're cheaters. They're cheaters, not teachers. Cheaters. They have no full knowledge, it's still there, but they're teachers. You cannot become teacher unless you have full knowledge. That is cheater.
Suppose that they acknowledge the fact that they do not know.
Yes.
They challenge. How do you know what you believe is right?
Because I have told the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. He is the perfect person in knowledge. Vaishadjasa, Jnana. Vedaham samiti ta. He knows everything. He is conducting nature. Maya dhasena prakriti svati pachala. Rasyadvaya bhavati sam vritakala sat. Janmadrasya jata. We know from the perfect. Therefore my knowledge is perfect. I'm not perfect, that's fact. But my knowledge is perfect. It's like I'm not an electrician. But the electrician has told me that if you push this button, there will be light. Standing there. What is the use of becoming electrician? I want light, and the electrician told me they put this button and bring that and light is there. That's all. You cannot say, you are not an electrician, how you can say the light? I know from the perfect person and his acting. This is our purpose. Doesn't require that I will have to become electrician. The electrician has told that he put this button and then. Does it require that I will have to become an electrician to conduct this light?
No, since it requires that one listen.
Yes, sir. That was Sunni, Veda. Tadvijnanartham sa guru me bhavati. Hear from the guru and do it. That's all. Guru mukha padma bhaksa chitte ke koriya utko. Now what is that? Sound? Who knows this sound? Siddhuri charana padma.
Guru mukha padma bhaksa chitte ke koriya utko. Arana
padma. Koriya mode ask. Do not try to research anything. That is right. Arana Kuriya Mone ask. If the Guru is perfect, your knowledge is perfect. And how Guru becomes perfect? He has heard from his Guru. That's right. Evam parampratatam. Krishna is the original Guru. Imam Vipassati Yogam Pratyavanaham Abhyam Devasthan Manavetraho. This is from, he is here, Lord Brahma, heard from Krishna, Tene Brahma Rida Adhita. He gives the knowledge to Brahma, Brahma distributes the knowledge. That basic knowledge is perfect. supreme knowledge comes from the supreme person. Vedaham. Vedasya sarve ahameva vedam. Vedanta this, Vedanta kritcha ham. The Vedic knowledge coming from Krishna. And it is received by Brahma. Then Narada receives, then Vyasadeva receives, then he gives us all these great Vedic literature. Do you understand? It is not by so-called rascals research. Research means a rascal.
Krishna says, take it from me.
Yes. And if you want to make research, then it is the rascal number one. If you want to make research, then search out what is the original thing. Not the process. Process is already famous. What is the use of the research? Nonsense. Suppose by chemical competition if you produce one, like you'll never be able. But still, if you think that you'll be able, or you become able, then what is credit to you? Without your help, there are millions and millions of life are being manufactured. Without your help, then what is your credit?
Imitating
the bark of dogs. There's millions of dogs are barking, and one man has learned how to bark like dog, and people will go to see him by touching his figure. This is their foolishness. Suppose if you, somehow or other, become able to produce like some chemical, then what is your credit? It is like barking dog. Millions of dogs are barking. Now you have learned how to bark. So what is the credit? It may be for the rascal fools that you are scientists. But we are not so rascal.
They were proud.
Yes.
Fools were proud, yes.
A nice barking dog. How you have learned to bark. We are not so proud. Krishna de bhaje seva rachatu. The first class intelligent man is he, who is Krishna Kama. Seva rachatu. All that. Krishna says, namana duskita nam muha. As a very scientist, maya apurita jnana. They have no knowledge. All that. Krishna says, my operator says that he is not thinking that suppose I can produce light by chemical operation. Then what is my credit? The light is already there, it is going on very nicely. What is saying? Balaman. If the things are going on nicely, then what is my credit? Either you say by chance or by God's help, by nature, but things are going on. It is the same thing, to learn how to bark. Barking is going on. But he wants to take credit by learning how to bark. Yes. Yes. That he cannot. And that is his foolishness. Therefore, we say that you are cheating. Things are already there, going on. What is your credit?
Scientist is trying to be the hero. Krishna is the hero. He has done everything first. The scientist wants to be the hero.
You have to present that. What is the credit? Suppose by chemical composition you can manufacture one ant. That is not possible. You are sure. You will never be able. That you are sure. But even if you are able, then what is your credit? The credit is the man has learned how to bark like it. That's this much credit.
But they are able to make life. They are able to say the nation of God.
Huh?
If they are going to be able to make life.
Yes. So first of all, you produce, then say. why you are anticipating that you are hearing two things?
So who's the bigger God?
Huh?
Who's the bigger God? If I make one ant, and it's already many, many ants made by a bigger God than me.
Yes, so he's God. Whoever has made the most, he should be God.
Yeah.
So we must recognize Krishna as a big scientist.
That is, but this foolishness is going on throughout the whole world, and scientists and people are after the so-called scientists, Darwinists. So we want to stop this misleading. That is our duty.
Actually, the way they study the origin of life is nothing but the origin of molecules. It's not actually life. But they're studying. So there's a misunderstanding what is life and what is matter.
No, whatever that studying is, that still cannot make life even though we combination of those original molecules. Where is that true? Our challenge is that because we cannot do it, nevertheless. And that this chick kundula, where the scorpion is coming out of rice. Yes.
Their game depends on the earth.
There are life manifestations according to Vedic literature. There's some of the life, they're coming from eggs. Some of the life, they're coming from perspiration. Some of the life come from seed. And some of the life comes from embryos. It's all stable. Sridaja, Udhija, Andaja, Jarali. This is already there. Jarali means embryo. And Sridha means perspiration. Life is everywhere. When they take little advantage, they come up. You'll find similarly. Pavement, footpath. As soon as there is crack, some grass is coming. The life is everywhere. The struggling. As soon as there is favorable circumstances, they come to the fall. Yes. Life is not created. Najayata. He forgot Jesus. Najayata. Life is never created. It is existing eternal. That's what he said, Najaya. So, unfortunate Westerns did not take advantage of Bhagavad Gita making disciples. So we want to stop this, Westerns. We are trying to create life. And it is stated in Bhagavad. No Jaya. It is never created. It is already there. Simply it is coming out, being manifest by different bodies, 8,400,000 bodies. That I was explaining last time. According to his desire, the life is already there, and according to his desire, is coming out in different forms. That is going on. Why? This is a false theory that life, chemical can create life. Nonsense. Life is never created. Life is already there. God is already there, and the quantum particles, molecules, life is already there. Najate, nirate, padashi. And this word is used, padashi, for anything. We have got perfect knowledge. Why should we say yes to these aspects? Ever but.
They say matter can never be created or destroyed, but they do not know that life cannot be created or destroyed.
Nothing can be. Life also cannot be created. They are always there. The matter is manifest not from us. Just like this body is manifest because the life is there. Now, this body will destroy, but I will exist. The father, hundred of class B, I'll accept another body and it will grow. So, the matter grows on the basis of life. Not that some matter like them. No, that's good. So, now, by the days of we have got scientists, there's a protest. Save the people from this ignorance. Muha. That is our mission. Give them chance, they have got human body, let them become Krishna consciousness. And give up all this nonsense thing. Vitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti mukti. This is mukti. They are mad after something wrong. So they should be saved. And this is give up this so-called materialism and come to service to the Krishna, his eternal job, then that is what the thing is.
So this book actually is directed to scientifically minded people because in this age people are getting educated, they're getting scientific minded.
But they're creating problems. The psychiatrist came to see, right? I admit it, both the sides, that you are not treating the real person with disease. I gave you the example that you have got good car, so the driver is a madman, and he is creating disaster, and you psychiatrists are going to cure it. You never say that the driver is bad. Change him or just educate him, then there will be no disaster. But you are taking your fee and giving some repairing in the car. But you do not know what is the original cause of disaster. It is not chance. Due to the bad driver. So our propaganda is to give the bad driver nice knowledge, so that he can drag the car to Bulgund. That is our position. And these last guys, the materialists, they are simply painting the body of the car. And the driver, let him start.
They're like a cheating mechanic.
That's all. All these medical man, psychiatrist, they're simply painting the body of the man. Yes. What is that?
In the scientists, they've reported in one journal of theirs that by taking some chemicals, so methane, ammonia, and carbon, and injecting it with electricity, that equation, or that formula equates them to an energy that is called amino acid, which we're going to do in the course of time. And they say the building block for life.
So why do they not do that?
They made an experiment.
That means they are not in knowledge. That I am speaking, the barking dog. First of all, make experiment, produce life, then come and say, otherwise don't bark like a dog, imitation. Simply be big words, they produce. Our theory is that, in this Shastra it is said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala, Kalu Nasti Vana. There is practical proof here. These Europeans, Americans, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, how they are coming out. is practical proof. They did not go 5 or 6 years. Say, oh, what is Krishna? What is Krishna's name? And we are taking the conclusion of the Shastra. Then this age, he one chance Hare Krishna, he becomes Krishna. Then he becomes practical. It is not theory. How so many devotees have this advantage? Yes. Anywhere, wherever we have started, how they have become devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, follow this formula and you will become God conscious. That is being practically proved. It is not theory. So that is getting knowledge. You adopt getting knowledge and get the result. Not that, this demonia, this chemicals, that chemicals, that I cannot do. This rascal says, that I cannot say. He asks him, that rascal chemist, that if I give him the chemicals, can you manufacture life? That time he said, no, that I cannot say. Why do you say like that? In the beginning, in New York, I stored plants, I chant simply. You are also. So the chanting is truly efficient. That is Vedic knowledge. It is not theory. How I wish Krishna consciousness moment is not theory, a mental technique, it is fact. Okay. Therefore it is a Guru Mukha Padma Matka Chittete Kuriyayaka Arrata Yamane. So whatever little success I have got, it is only for this. My Guru Maharaj says that you go and preach whatever learnt in English language. That's all. I came here with this faith that my Guru Maharaj says I must be successful. I did not show any jewelry to you. Gold making jewelry. Where is my gold? I came with copy. So be that Vedic instant. Guru Mukha Padma Matka. Sri Guru Charane Rati Saise Uttam Adarsha. That is real progress. So this is Vedic instruction. We have to follow the Vedic instruction. Then it is success. Not this rascal fool.
The standard of knowledge is to be there, but they do not know that there is a standard. The scientist, the surface working in different fields. Not only scientists, in any field of the knowledge, there must be a standard. So
the standard is given by that is standard as the basic language, basic instruction. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the standard. Hare Nam, chant Hare Krishna. Immediately. That is standard. Otherwise, how is time standard? Therefore, it is said, Guru Mukha Pal, that is standard. What is you from a bona fide Guru? That is that. Krishna says, Manmanar Homan Bhakta Madhyaji Mangamastu. Anyone who will do this, stand up, he becomes devotee. And as soon as he becomes devotee, he is fit for going back to home. This is that. What Krishna says, find out this verse. Manmana bhagavad bhakto vajjad jarnosu. Whatever Krishna says, that is standard. Or nonsense. Arna Kurya Maya. Don't accept it. This is standard. What is that?
Pranabhava Bhakto Madhyadi Mangalakuru. Mam Negaishyati Satyam Te Patijane Diyotine. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me also.